Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you guys had a fabulous resurrection weekend. If you guys got to spend some time with family and enjoyed yourself, and if you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us at Health Masters. The Good Friday coupon, I had a lot of people email me about it, ask me some questions on it. A lot of people used it, so I appreciate the support on that. It was definitely something I wanted to see from using it and promoting only on the show. And so, yeah, thank you guys for the support on that. And if you guys want to read any more on the GHI cleanse, I talked to my brother over the weekend, and he did me a favor. And he did a real detailed research synopsis on GHI cleanse, on the ingredients. And, I mean, he's got over 40 different references, 44 different references. He wrote me a great article. It's on the front page of the webpage. It's called Beyond Gut Health, The Multifaceted Benefits of Health Masters GHI Cleanse. So be sure to read that if you want to do more research and understand more into detail on what this product does, how effective it is, and why it is so popular, with the GHI on sale right now for over 12% off at healthmasters.com. That's also on the front page under latest articles, again, Beyond Gut Health. And Harrison did a great job on that. He's a fantastic writer, and he did me a really, really good article going into detail on the GHI cleanse. And so, again, be sure to read that. Check it out. There's a lot of research in it, 44 references. So it's a really, really good article on GHI cleanse.
When did he write the article?
That was Saturday.
Wow. By the way, if you guys want to read some good stuff, read Harrison's stuff.
Yeah, no, it's excellent. It's really well written.
let me tell you a little story about that. You know, he passed the Florida bar, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And he did one of his essays in the Florida bar and scored like a perfect score as far as writing. And the state of Florida, Florida State University, actually bought the doggone copy of what he had done from the Florida bar and had Harrison come back in and teach the class on how to pass the bar.
Yep.
So, I mean, so when Harrison writes something.
Oh, he writes something.
He writes something. I mean, it's really, really
good. He loves GHI cleanse. He runs it all the time as well. He's like I am. He's a huge fan of that product. So he uses it. And I told him, I said, dude, if you got time, I said, spend an afternoon, write me an article on this stuff. And he's like, all right, bet money. See what happens.
Bet money.
See how good of an article you want me to write on it. I was like, okay. And he sent it to me. And I was like,
44 references.
All right. Yeah, 44 references on it. It's a heck of an article.
So. I haven't read it yet, but I'm looking forward to reading it.
You won't be disappointed on it. So again, that's at healthmasters.com. And again, the GHI cleanse product of the week on sale. And also be sure to vote for what you want to see win later on Wednesday in the middle of the week. The D3 10,000 winning by a landslide, surprise, surprise, which that's one of our number one products as far as maintaining overall health and immune system. So that's probably going to win when I'm looking at the numbers on it. But again, be sure to vote for what you want to see win at healthmasters.com and follow us at team_healthmasters on Instagram. We're getting a lot of feedback on there. We're applying to everything that we possibly can as quick as we can. So if you got questions, if they're generalized health questions or nutrition questions, we're happy to give you guys some updates on them. We do not give medical advice out at all. So if you're asking us about pharmaceutical drugs or any aspect of that, I'm not going to answer it. I'll just tell you guys that right now. But if you got health questions, nutrition questions, we're here to help you out the best we possibly can. So again, thank you for following us on there and voting and commenting and putting all types of different information out there, because the more you guys forward stuff, the further it gets out to the general population and the healthier everybody can be. Now, one thing that I saw over the weekend that was so disturbing to me, but I think it was pretty much a direct sign of the times that were happening right now, and everybody's pretty much seen this, is that right before Resurrection Sunday, Easter, on Sunday, bumbling buffoon Biden in his ice cream eating butt decided to make March 31st the transgender day of visibility. Essentially, he pretty much told the entire American population, we hate Christians, we hate children, we hate science, we hate freedom, we hate every aspect of normality, and we're going to make sure Easter Sunday is transgender day of visibility. And I've told you guys this before. If somebody's got an issue with gender dysphoria, they've got all types of mental issues that they're fighting, I'm there to help them. I'm here to support them. I'm here to get them help. But what I'm not going to do is continue to pretend that this is normal and that this idea and this concept of perversion is supposed to be the next generation of acceptance in society. That's not okay. It's weird. It's strange. And again, it's confusing this younger generation to a degree we've never witnessed before. the fact they did this and they made sure it was on Easter Sunday, dude, you can't get much more disrespectful than that. It bothered me a lot when I saw that.
Well, this day has been basically there for a few years, but the problem was is that no one's really drawn attention to it like Biden did. And so it was just in the face of Resurrection Sunday.
Right.
It was about destroying Christianity and making the image of yesterday, not about Jesus' resurrection and coming from the tomb. It was about transgenders.
Right.
And the sad part about this is, like you said, it's like the signs of the times. That's where we are right now. And I've talked about this so many times. And again, I'm going to reemphasize this because it's just, and I know I'm being repetitive if you've heard the show before, but I've got to get this drilled in. Their God of this secular group, they have a God. The majority of them, these Kabbalists, these Luciferians who control the media, they have a God. His name is Ein Sof. He has his own Wikipedia page. He's a snake who's wrapped in the tree of the universe, in their opinion, is what they believe. And they believe that basically he is the highest form of development, I guess, their God, and he's a transgender. And the closest you can get to him is being a transgender. So they pay homage to these transgenders and to these gay guys who are closer to their God than a normal person would be because they're both, you know, dual sexes or lesbians or whatever. That's why there's such a big push in this movement for, you know, to get rid of heterosexuals because they want to pay homage to their leader. And the sad part about this is that the world doesn't want this. The world wants nothing to do with this, but these groups control the media, as Kanye West found out. When he attacked the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan, they about destroyed him. And had he not gone up and apologized to them, they would have continued to hammer him and hammer him and hammer him. He already probably lost 2/3 of his net worth because he was talking about this group. Candace Owens did the same thing. She really came out against them and what they do and how they act and who they are. And they attacked her with the ADL like she was some kind of just absolute, you know, despot. And it was unreal what they did to her. You know, now Joe Rogan has come out and said that what's going on in Israel against, you know, Gaza is genocide. So he'll be next on the chopping block, I guess. And so whenever you come against the synagogue of Satan, whenever you come against this group that rules the planet through money supply, through media, through entertainment, through Hollywood, you end up basically fighting them fist face, you know, right in the middle. You're in a brawl right from the very beginning. If you have a high enough platform and you're big enough that they take notice of you, just letting you know that. And then that's why, Candace Owens, you know, she got chopped off. You know, she went against that one other person on there, and they got a big argument. They booted her. And so I forgot the guy's name, Ben Shapiro. And so, you know, he basically just controls enough of that. Remember, they gave Ben Shapiro Rush Limbaugh's spots on all the different radio stations around the country. So, you know, all of this stuff is just crazy when you stop and you think about it and you realize that this is just the way that it is. Here's an article. Did you have a fabulous transgender visibility day? Uncluttered with any loose talk about Jesus Christ and the travails that, you know, that happened 2,000 years ago. The Easter Bunny desisted from twerking on the White House lawn this time around, but the party of chaos still nailed down the vote of the 0.000429% of the population that identifies as an opposite to clerical error made upon their sexual assignment as birth. All of this may be the latest grotesque frivolity of the political class indulges in for a long time to come, and I'll tell you why. And you know, it's interesting to me. This is an article out of Zero, out of the Burning Platform, but it's wild to me that the world has noticed this is going on, but because we don't control the media, we can't do anything about it except for what we're doing right now. That's all we can do. I remember years ago, I had a pastor friend. He had a big church, and they'd always have people come up and give testimonies, like on Wednesday night. And I remember he always held the microphone. He would never let the person have the microphone and walk away with it who was giving the testimony. And I asked him one time why. I said, why are you holding the mic? He goes, oh, no, you never give the person the microphone because you don't know what they're going to say. You have no idea what they're going to say. And he goes, you have to be able to take it away from them instantaneously. It's the same thing. I remember years ago I was teaching a class and doing a seminar. I was a guest speaker over at, I think it was Tarpon Springs Community College, and I was giving research articles out as far as health and fitness, all et cetera. And I was doing a really good presentation, and they asked me to allow the people in the audience to ask questions during the presentation, which is extremely disruptive, by the way, to a speaker. If you have a program that you want to put together that's 30 minutes long, you don't want to have 30 minutes worth of questions. You save the questions until the end of the presentation, and then you answer them if you want to do it that way. But he wanted me to let them interrupt me in the middle. And I said, I don't want to do that. He insisted, where they were paying me, and I said, okay, whatever. And so it wasn't 5 minutes into the presentation, people started questioning my references. And I said, please, let's wait until after the end. I will give you the references in aggregate. At the end, I'll give you a handout for all the references. Though, that's not what we want. We want them right now. And I mean, I got into a giant argument And I said, look, I said, if you don't want to listen to the way I'm doing this presentation, it's okay. You just need to leave. And I'm not kidding you, Austin. Half the people stood up and walked out. And I was shocked. I was literally dumbfounded. I never had that happen before because, you know, they were a bunch of liberals. They were a bunch of educators. They were a bunch of, you know, college professors that had been so wrapped up in the Ivy. And this is 30 years ago. And this is the attitude that you have of the general population that gets converted into this transgender type of thinking that forget about the facts, forget about any of this stuff. We're not going to let you have any information on that. We're going to basically just give you, you know, what we want you to tell us. And if you don't agree with what we want, we're going to get up and walk out. And that's what we're having here with the media now. That's what we're having with these major corporations, with this inclusionary doctrine that they have. If a person's a transgender, oh my gosh, you got to hire him. There's no choice. It doesn't matter if they're complete. Look at Boeing. It doesn't matter how badly they're trained or how badly they're going to do on a job. You got to hire them. But, you know, it's also interesting. Here's another thing about, there's a virologist named Gert van den Bosch. And it's what's interesting. He's talking about the immune system. And he goes, you commit errors or even crimes at a very small scale, you can hide them. He said at around 47 minutes in this report, this article that I'm reading. Yeah, I've seen it happen with Ebola vaccination in Africa a number of years ago. However, if you do it at a very large scale, like it's happened with the COVID vaccination campaign, the truth will eventually surface. And those who have committed these crimes, who have been lying to the people, who have not been taking care of the health and safety of the people, will be severely, severely punished. If these people would go out now and say, yeah, wait a minute, we've been making some mistakes. It wasn't all right. We have to correct them. We have to revise our opinion. These people would be stoned in the streets because they've killed so many people now. But reality is this COVID crisis isn't going away because of the damage that's being done to the immune systems of the people who took the COVID shot. That's why you've got to get on our spike protein survival package, just period. Just have to do it. Because if you don't stop the replication of these spike proteins in the system through the gut, it's going to get worse and worse and worse in many cases. I know a lot of people who've had continual health problems since they took the COVID shot. Some of them have died. And so other people have miscarriages. And the list just goes on and on and on and on. And finally, this stuff is starting to come out. But remember, they don't want us here reproducing. They don't want us having children. They don't want any of that. They want to stop reproduction on a grand scale. And now we have multiple countries now all over the world that are in a negative population growth. And some people now say, well, that's good. We need to drop the population down. Well, you know, we could have done it through proper reproductive, you know, teaching, you know, the use of, you know, of different things that you could do to prevent pregnancy. Not this. Not injecting this virus into the bloodstream and, you know, and these spike proteins into your cells and making them manufacture themselves over and over and over again and mess with your DNA. This was not necessary to do this, but this is what they wanted to do. Now, I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to come off this a little bit today because I'm not also taking the next story. A lot of people are constantly giving me the Deagler report and saying, well, we're going to drop down to 50 million, 60 million, 70 million, 100 million people by 2025 in the United States. Austin, I don't believe that anymore. I don't.
I think those are early projections that they expected out of the shot, honestly.
I know the body's resiliency has been too strong. And also with the amount of people that are coming into the country, 4 or 5 million people a year, there's no way the population is going to drop like that. It's impossible.
No.
And so I think a lot of that Deagler report was more fear porn, to try to say, oh, look what they're doing to us. They're going to kill everybody. But I don't see it now. The only way we could have that type of population drop if there was really a nuclear exchange or a release of a real bioweapon. Now, they could do that. But as far as the current projections and what's happening, I'm standing against the Deagler report now. I think we've had a big population drop. It won't be anywhere near what they thought it was going to be. Now, from a birth standpoint, we have had a massive drop in births, in live births. We have had that. But that's going to take a long time to, you know, with the population having to age and then die, et cetera, et cetera. So this is Dr. van der Bosch. I want to post this article. You guys can read all of it. But, you know, the thing about it is, too, people are pretty resilient. They start finding out there are natural things they can do to stop the replication of spike proteins. And when they find that stuff out, you know, with these proteolytic enzymes, they find out that, hey, wait a minute, you know, we don't have to have all these health problems because of what they've done to us. And the other thing, too, is that the uptake of the new vaccines has been almost zero.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has said, the heck with this. I don't need 25 boosters to do it. Why didn't the first 24 work?
Exactly.
And, you know, and all these people are dying with blood clots and all the rest. But the body is extremely resilient with what it can do. I mean, I've seen people literally get off their deathbed, you know, and because they change their diet and change their lifestyle, start taking supplements and prayed, and many of them had miracles. So I've seen all of that. But the reality is that, you know, the vast majority of the population isn't going to subscribe to the Deagler report. And I'm starting to think now that it's more just more fear porn, more obfuscation. And I'm so over these websites, Austin, that all they talk about is World War III, World War III, World War III, World War III. I mean, every article they post about World War III. I'm going to tell you something. This may really aggravate you a little bit, but that's all right. We try to aggravate you a little bit on the show every once in a while. the vast majority of the websites, and that's all they talk about, is World War III and tidal waves and comets and meteorites hitting the planet. And it's just pure fear porn.
It's clickbait.
It's clickbait.
That's what it is.
They're trying to run their numbers up because they're selling advertisement on their show and on their websites. Just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah,
we don't do that at Health Masters. We don't have advertisements. And secondly, a lot of these people are being funded through the CIA. And they are really disinformation agents, and they will put you 80% truth out there with fear porn added to it, and then 20% pure lies that you're going to believe. Like, Russia's getting ready for a nuclear attack in the United States. No, they're not. I'm here to tell you right now, Russia is not going to drop nukes on us. I have been to Russia. Russia does not want to nuke the United States. Russia doesn't want to do anything in the United States. Russia wants to be left alone. I know that. I've been there. Austin's been there. Yep. Some of the nicest people in the world I've ever met were from Russia. The problem is the politicians and the media and the military-industrial complex, as Eisenhower warned us about. By the way, I don't like Eisenhower either, with his death camps in Germany after World War II. You know, when he had the German soldiers locked up behind barbed wire and refused to feed them and killed about 2-3 million of them. I don't care for him either. You know, the only decent general that we had was Patton in World War II. He started standing against this again. He pulled a Kanye West and a Candace Owens, and suddenly he gets killed. So remember, he was resigning his commission as an officer so he could speak about what had happened in the war and who the real culprits were. And he said repeatedly that we fought the wrong enemy. We should have fought the communists and not the Germans. That's what he said. Now, you can look it up yourself and look at the patent letters and understand that I'm not making this stuff up. But there's a lot of stuff out there that you've been taught and lied to about that's pretty crazy. But this Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan cult that runs the planet is a sex death cult. And that's who they are. We talk about this in depth. So understand that's what's going on right now. And when you see this obfuscation and these attacks on people like Candace Owens or Kanye West or anybody who speaks out against this group, they get eviscerated. But as far as the Deagle Report, no way. Not with 5 million people coming into the United States every day, you know, every year, and then turning around having babies here and having 4, 5, or 6 anchor babies immediately. There's no way this population is going to drop off like that.
Well, you got to remember, the whole entire globalist agenda and a lot of the stuff they work with is constantly fluid. They move stuff around. They change stuff all around on a regular basis. And I personally think if you look at how vast the COVID narrative was, the entire platform of what they did globally, it's the first time we've ever witnessed in recent history that we had an entire global pandemic, allegedly. I think they expected, and their projections were much higher for the death count with COVID. I think they expected a lot more people to die. I think they expected to kill a lot more people with remdesivir. I think they expected a whole lot more people to be in the ground. And then they expected the COVID shot to drop a whole lot more people off.
And what happened, it was shows like ours. We're not the only ones. But shows like ours, it came out and started talking about the remdesivir, started talking about that's why they came after so many of the alternative practitioners.
They started blocking them. And that's the irony part that you were talking about earlier, with when you see like YouTube and all these different these alt media guys that they talk about stuff and they suddenly get all this publicity, all this coverage, all these hits, all these likes, and they don't cover the main topics. They just get push, because they're covering, you know, essentially the bubble gum for the brain concepts.
We got to talk about tidal waves.
Yeah. Five million views. Done.
We have a lot of tidal waves. There's a lot. There's tidal waves all the time. Right. Whatever, man. And we have to talk about volcanoes. Let's not forget the perfect one, Planet X, an asteroid hits. I mean, let's talk about
intravenous vitamin C with COVID.
Banned.
Bam. Done. Off. No platform, nothing. You're completely banned. I saw hundreds of platforms get completely banned on Instagram when that was going on. And the crazy part about it is now is that so many people that talked about this stuff, including us and everyone else, everybody is starting to realize what we talked about
was true.
Everything was factual. Mm-hmm. Everything we said was accurate and on point. And that's why I was such a hardliner on it. So are you. Because I looked at everything and I looked at the facts. You got it. And when a situation occurs, you've got to take yourself out of the situation and pull the emotion out of it. It's a difficult thing to do sometimes because you look at stuff and you get emotional about it. You get different biases in it. And you're like, oh, no, this, that. Sometimes you got to take a step back and you got to look at it from an ROI, cost-benefit analysis, T-chart. You got to look at it and go, okay, what is really going on here? What is the overall benefit of this happening? What is the overall probability of actually this getting, you know, this happening? Who's getting sick? Who's dying? What's the real culprit? Who's making all the money? And you found out Moderna and Pfizer were making literally billions of dollars hand over fist once they got the Pfizer, once they got the COVID vaccine contracts, and you start seeing that the vaccine was a military operation, Operation Warp Speed, so it completely bypassed any aspect of health regulations and research and studying, and they simply went, it's emergency use authorization, we did 3 months of testing, it's totally safe, everybody needs to get the shot now. There's not any scientist, a true, accurate, honest scientist, that would tell you 3 months of RNA gene therapy technology being tested on human beings for 90 days is enough time to actually fully understand the long-term effects of putting something in somebody that makes them to start manufacturing spike proteins. That's what the RNA gene therapy did. It turned you into a spike protein manufacturing site. Now, a lot of people that have gotten it have been able to detox out of it, like we talked about earlier with the spike protein survival kit and the GHI and other nutrients that can help detoxify your body, and we were spot on with that when we started researching it. But again, you actually have to stop taking the shot, and that's the thing that I think so many people have really grasped the concept. Like Dad said earlier, after, you know, the 20th booster, you got to kind of ask yourself, is this really accurate? Is this really effective? Is this really something I need to keep getting all the time? And in most cases, the answer is resounding absolutely not. Also, too, in other news, this is funny. The TikToker that blew up online from Venezuela that gained notoriety encouraging people to essentially illegally come to America and live as squatters, he's now been arrested by the feds. Apparently, he hacked off the wrong people. Running his big fat mouth on TikTok, telling everybody how they need to start squatting in houses. He's essentially been arrested, detained, and in process of being deported.
Good.
I'm sure he'll probably leave and be coming right back. But again, it's ironic to me, though, and I'm glad, as apparently there are a whole lot of people started looking for him in the federal government when it came to deportation and DHS and ICE and all these guys, because he got so much publicity. And the thing that's so stupid about a lot of this stuff, and you got to realize this, whether illegals, whether any of it, when you start putting giant stuff out on social media, guys, it's all data logged. It's all got algorithms to it. It's all got timestamps to it. It all has geo tracking to it. Be very cautious what you put out on social media. This guy's a blithering idiot. I'm glad he's getting deported. But we've seen already now, too, the same type of technology has been used to catch and bust essentially people. They were January 6th that walked up on the Capitol that wanted to protest a stolen election. Essentially, they're still now being held without pretrial release because they're going in and they're trying to make these people have guilty. Essentially confessing they're guilty, and they don't want to do it. So, dude, I didn't do anything. I walked on the Capitol grounds. It was a stolen election. Then again, this is what happens when you have a rogue government that's essentially gone wild, and the FBI is completely out of control. We've talked about that already in detail. Also, to another news, this is interesting. Vitamin E, there's another article that just came out now on vitamin E, and it goes into detail talking about how vitamin E is a fat-soluble nutrient that acts as an antioxidant to protect cells from free radical damage. It also plays a crucial role in the immune system support, contributes to blood vessel dilation, clotting prevention, and facilitates cell communication and essential bodily functions. I haven't seen an article on vitamin E in a while, and I went through it, so I'm going to post it on the website so you guys can look through some of it. This is one of the reasons why we have the super potent E. It's a multi-mix to cofural vitamin E. Works really, really good with blood viscosity, really helps out as an antioxidant.
Great blood thinner.
Great blood thinner. I've told people that so many times before. If they're working on blood pressure, the HGH stimulate with the vitamin E, those two work together great. If you really want to add another one in, throw in the magnesium brain food. But they were discussing here in this article here is how so many people are deficient in vitamin E because our diets have gotten so poor in the United States, which you can't really can't argue with that one whatsoever. And it talks also about how the liver needs vitamin E, also multiple other organs as far as the antioxidant properties and protection from blood clots. It's a vitamin E promotes the expression of enzymes that that modulate the metabolism and leading to increased release of prostacyclin, and essentially helps with blood vessel dilation. And it also goes in here, it talks about anti-inflammatory aspects, also talks about health with skin. So vitamin E is really important. Be sure to check it out on the website if you guys are curious on it. There's so many benefits to it and why it's such an important supplement to keep on a regular basis, because essentially our diets have gotten very poor in the United States. We can just be real on that. I mean, it's rough to see now when you start looking at a lot of this food that's out on the market and the garbage all the way from the glyphosate. And remember, we talked about before, one of the biggest factors that we're running into now in the health industry is that so much food is contaminated with glyphosate or Roundup, and Roundup prevents the absorption and uptake of nutrients. We've talked about it before many a time.
That's how it kills plants.
That's how it kills plants. that's how it kills people. That's also how it causes cancer and all types of other health problems. But it's a very, very slow decay, and the body cannot uptake proper nutrients. And so you start having all these inflammation issues, all these gastrointestinal problems. And what happens at that certain point, the body cannot generate and it cannot get the proper nutrients in its system. That's why it's really important to cut that stuff out of your diet. Try to eat organic as best as possible, Dan. What do you think?
Well, the truth is on this, there's over 20 different types of cancers that are caused by glyphosate.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so, you know, Monsanto and now Bayer and all the rest of these companies who manufacture this stuff and make billions and billions of dollars on it every year, they're not taking it off the market. They know what it does, but they're just fighting it all in court.
Yeah.
Because there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of lawsuits with glyphosate now as far as causing cancer with
yep.
people. They don't care. Because remember, these giant corporations, they may have 1,000 attorneys on staff. I'm not saying how many they have. I'm guesstimating here. Maybe 100. I don't know. But the reality is these guys are being paid every single week, whether they're there, whether they're doing something, whether whatever. If they're chilling around playing tiddlywinks, they're getting paid. So if they have 1,000 or 10,000 lawsuits going all at once, it's okay. They're getting paid anyhow. It's not costing these corporations any more money unless they hire outside law firms. And their internal attorneys handle it and handle it and handle it and handle it and handle it. We saw that with Teflon and what they did with Dark Waters. If you watch that movie, it just goes on for decades.
DuPont.
Yep. It goes on for decades. Because if you have a company that basically is being run by a Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan group that only cares about profit, it doesn't care how many humans it kills. Does it? I'm asking you the question now. It's not rhetorical. I'm asking you the question. Do they really care about how many people they kill if they make money? And when I covered this, I talked about in Angel Wars, how Lucifer was involved with all this commerce on the planet before he rebelled against God. And he brought that same mindset back again the second time. He doesn't learn from anything. He wants to do it over and over and over again, and it's all about greed. That's why Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, there's nothing wrong with money. There's nothing wrong with having a nice home or a nice car or taking a nice vacation or being able to support your children a little bit while they're in college. There's nothing wrong with any of that. I mean, I think it's a great thing to have. But the reality is it can't be greed. It can't be, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more. And that's what Lucifer and his bunch does. They always want more. They already own the planet through the central banks. But it's not enough. Now they want to have control over your soul. Can I say that? Can I say that also? Can I say soul?
You just did.
Yeah, because they want your soul. You know, and I remember that was a line from Tombstone with Reno, you know, and Doc Holliday, because he wants your soul. I mean, I thought, whoa, that's a strong statement to make on a movie. And see, that's what the group is doing, because they don't want you just on this earth. They want you for all eternity, because they know you don't die. Now, think about that for a second. If they know you don't die, and they know that you're going to come back to life, or you're going to pass into another energy field, or you're going to go to heaven as soon as you die, whatever you want to call it from your application of how you see this, the reality is that they know this too. And because they know this, they want to make sure they keep you there so they can have their way with you forever. Think about that for a second. This is not a fight on this earth alone. This is a spiritual battle for all of eternity. And once we understand that, we start to understand the implications of all of this stuff. That's why I constantly talk to you about Jesus here. Got to go to two great church services, one on Saturday night, one on Sunday morning for Resurrection Sunday. And I absolutely love doing it. I love going to church because it shows me that this is not a real place that we're in right now, that this is just temporary. Christians are not of this world. We have to understand that. This world is very secularized now. So when you have the Easter Bunny coming out and twerking on the White House grounds, and they're talking about Transgender Visibility Day just to try to obfuscate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it nauseates me. It really does. But that's where we are with this Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan group that runs the planet. And if we do not call them out for who they are and what they do, it's going to just get worse and worse and worse, which it seems to be doing anyhow, because our show is getting shadow banned like crazy. I could tell you some numbers on it that would blow your mind as far as when they don't shadow ban us, what the numbers are on the show, and then when they shadow ban us, what the numbers are. So whenever we start getting really good or a really good topic, having me and Dave Hodges last week, we were pulled off the air like 3 times. You know, I'm trying to do an interview with him, having to keep doing it over and over and over again because it wouldn't stop, because they don't lie. And it's like Austin said, be very careful what you post on social media. It's being monitored. This show's being monitored right now. Because they want to see what are Ted and Austin going to say now? That's years ago. We started talking about Winston Churchill being a druid. He was a druid. It was on his Wikipedia page. And when I brought it up 4 or 5 times on the show, suddenly his Wikipedia page has changed.
Changed.
Yep. I was the only person that I know of talking about Winston Churchill being a druid. And it got changed. It got taken down. It took it off. And so we hit this stuff all the time, and we talk about Jesus all the time. Suddenly Joe Rogan starts talking about Jesus. Now, suddenly Joe Rogan is saying that Israel basically is, doing genocide against Gaza. I mean, he came out pretty strong against this. Candace Owens comes out and does stuff. All of this stuff is, once people get to a certain point, they start doing enough research, and Austin and I have seen this, you always have a common denominator here. It's the Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan, sex, death, cult. That's who runs the planet. It has always been done so, the ancient Canaanite religions. They used to have orgies in ancient Canaan after the flood with Noah, and they would create children, have to get pregnant, and then 9 months later, they would sacrifice these children to Baal and to Moloch. Same group still runs everything. It's the sex, death, cult. That's who they are. By the way, the mayor of Paris is now saying that Russian and Belarusian athletes are not going to be welcomed at the Olympics. They are basically stopping these Olympic athletes. Because of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And this is so stupid. I mean, you have an athlete that basically trains their entire life for a short window in which they can compete at an international Olympic level.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, because of Ukraine, we're not going to let you in. Because Paris is controlled, again, by the Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan, sex, death cult, with the president of Paris, supposedly, according to Candace Owen, being married to a dude. You know, it's just, oh my God. No, he wants to rule the world as a Greek god. By the way, Fury, as the FDNY New York firefighters, are forced to remove stars and stripes honoring 9/11 heroes after a Democratic lawmaker has banned it as a fascist symbol. It's a remake of the American flag that was just for 9/11. It says, a downtown New York firefighting company was told by local councilwoman that they must remove from their truck a flag commemorating the men they lost on 9/11. Progressive councilwoman, which means she's a hardcore libertarian, probably a hardcore communist, probably another tranny, but who knows? I'm just saying that. I'm not sure about that. Progressive councilwoman Carlina Rivera's office told the latter company they have received multiple complaints about the political flag. Okay, so you put up a flag to honor your dead, but you're a fascist. You're a Nazi. Bad Nazi.
But they can run a tranny flag at the White House on Easter Sunday.
And the mayor of New York City lit up a bunch of buildings with trans colors yesterday against Easter. Because remember, New York City is not a Christian city.
Yeah, I know.
It is run by this Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan mess. And so always remember who these people are and what they believe. By the way, the archbishop, again, that we like so much, he has come against this whole thing with the Tranny Remembrance Day, and he actually spoke out against it. Our bishop, by the way, I like this guy, Carlo Maria Virango, condemns Biden's proclamation as March the 31st as Transgender's Day of Visibility. And, you know, I didn't want to talk that much about this today, but, you know, it aggravates me, Austin, that we have to talk about this right now. And, you know, it's like the CIA right now apparently has gone in and decided the president of Turkey couldn't be reelected, and so he suffers. Erdogan has not suffered a historic loss in the Turkey municipal elections, and I'm sure that's personally, I think that CIA involvement. They've overthrown over 50 countries now as far as the elected officials they've gotten in. So just remember who these people are and what they do on an ongoing basis. Just thought I'd mention that on the show today, since mainstream news doesn't seem to want to cover any of this. What do you think, Oz?
CIA is instrumental in overthrowing governments. Man, they've been doing it for decades. All you got to do is a little bit of research. You'll find and come to that conclusion really, really quick. And what's crazy about this is I pulled this article up here earlier, and I didn't want to talk a whole lot about it because it's a weird topic when it comes to the whole transgender aspect. But when you're sitting there and you're encouraging and you're literally trying to promote this behavior, and then you have articles come out where this is just a scientific research study, says the rates of suicide attempts double after gender reassignment surgery. They said research shows that surgical procedures used to help males transition to females result not only numerous complications, but a much higher likelihood of attempted suicide and actual suicide. So you got to ask yourself this question here. If this gender reassignment surgery, which is completely experimental and not safe or effective at all, this is just, I mean, you're going in a hat job and everything up in there, and you're saying that this is the new normal for people that are confused to start doing massive, massive changes, start cutting body parts off of them. And then you're saying there's numerous complications to this surgery. And then you're saying the likelihood of suicide more than triples and quadruples in some cases. But yet we're going to promote it on a national day during Easter to make sure everybody knows this is the new normal. This is all about making every thought of every man evil all the time. This is about removing the ethics, the morals, the basis, every aspect.
Well,
that's what they're doing.
No, and here's the problem that you run into, and I'm just going to be just kind of candid here with all of this stuff. You know, when you get onto dating apps, if a person has, as a guy, but he wants to be a girl, and he gets his facial hair removed or whatever he does, and then he puts himself on there as a girl, but he's still a guy, or he's a transgender, it's very, very frustrating for a heterosexual male to deal with this garbage. It's awful. And the problem with this is that these people that undergo this surgery, they're lied to. Who's their daddy? Their daddy's Lucifer. He's the father of lies. Read John, the book of John. Find out who Lucifer is. He's been a father. He's been a liar from the beginning, and he always lies. So he tells them, you will have happiness if you do this. You will have joy if you do this. Your life will be perfect if you do this. And so they mutilate themselves, and they turn right back around, and now they're thinking that they're a guy or they're a girl. They don't know what they are anymore. And now the other sex that they were trying to be attracted to rejects them 99.999% of the time. Now, all of a sudden, the rejection is even worse than it was before they had the surgery done, but it can't be undone. Now they've got a gaping hole there where their body parts used to be that won't heal, that's trying to heal, that's trying to close up all the time. And you're like, oh, this is awful. Yeah, it is awful. And so they realize they made a horrible, horrible mistake. Well, now they can't fix it. And I mean, you think, let me ask you a question. You think Bruce Jenner is really happy about what he did? This guy was an Olympic decathlete. He was one of the top athletes in the world. You know, he's a, you know, okay looking guy, but man, he is one ugly woman. I'm sorry, but he is. Don't laugh at me about it. It's true. It's just sad. And the problem is that he's sitting here going, oh no, now I'm a girl now, and I've had my genitalia removed. He said he's had the full surgery done now. What does he think about when he lays at home at night? Is he thinking about, wow, I'm so glad I did this? I mean, or is he thinking, what the heck was I thinking? So that's the problem it gets into, and that's why the suicide rate goes through the roof all of the time. And you know, and I'm gonna say something here, and I'm just gonna meddle for just 1 second in y'all's lives. You know, Jim Rohn talks about this in leadership, and just listen to me for a second, because I'm going to cover some interesting stuff here for about a couple of minutes, and I'll give it back over to Austin. And you know, Austin, I've talked about this. You know, you can't send a duck to eagle school. But listen to me. You know, if a person wants to be an eagle but they're a duck, you can't really change that duck to become an eagle. I mean, they got flippers. They don't have, you know, they have webbed feet. They can't go after a rabbit. You know, so you've got a problem when you start telling people they can be one thing and not be another thing. And so it's the same thing with leadership in Christian churches. You know, a lot of times people are put into a position of power in a Christian church or in a government, not because they're a leader, but because they're likable. Now, stay with me for a second. A lot of people who are in a leadership role, they've got to make decisions all the time that nobody else wants to make. They've got to say things that nobody else wants to say. They've got to do things that nobody else wants to do because they're in a leadership role. We don't have that in our Congress anymore. Everybody's a follower in most cases. You know, Traficant, James Dobbs, he was a leader. He'd say, hey, this ain't right. Candace Owens is a leader. I'm starting to really like her. You know, Kanye West came out and said stuff. Hey, you know, this is not right. This is not going on. This is something. All these people, when they present a leadership quality that says, regardless of what the mainstream thinks, I'm going to stand against this. It's like you. And it was like with husbands and wives. Sometimes when you have a family, you got to make decisions that hurt. I mean, you really do. Gosh, I don't know what to do. My kid's being a brat. Do I need to send them to private parochial school and take them out of public school? They're hanging out with the wrong people. Sometimes you got to do that. But see, if you don't have real leadership in your family, or if you have mixed leadership, or if you're in conflict with your wife or with your spouse or with your husband about what you need to do, it creates problems. That's why the Bible is so clear about leadership and responsibility in the household. That's why it says that women need to submit to their husbands, but the men have to be willing to give their lives for their women and protect them. All of this stuff, and I'm paraphrasing that, but that's what it says. And see, this is the important thing, because once we set something up in our lives and once we start doing stuff, it's like in business. You know, I've had to let a lot of people go over the years in Health Masters because they didn't do what they were being hired to do. They couldn't handle the job description, quite frankly, or they had a bad attitude or whatever. And sometimes it's very difficult to do that because you really start liking certain people. And the same thing is true in life, isn't it? This is why you got to make choices. Sometimes you have friends that are with you or employees that are working for you, and you can't afford their production because overall it's negative. And so you have to start thinking, do I really want to hang out with this person who wants to go out to the bars and go drinking and doing drugs all the time? The answer is no. Not if you're trying to change. Not if you're trying to be better. Because as a leader, as a husband, as a wife, as a godly counsel for somebody else who's trying to talk to you, you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes to make your life right and to make your situation right. And so I say this to you not because I have all the answers, because I do not. I have no halo to adjust here. We all have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, like the Bible says. But the truth is, we have to do the best we can given our situations. You know, right now it's saying that 40% of the people in the population right now, they don't even see anybody for 3 to 4 days at a time. They don't talk to anybody 40% of the general population is completely alone and lonely. So
that's horrible.
No, it's a I saw that statistic this morning.
I get to hang out with you an hour every morning. Have some social interaction.
Well, you know, and you got three great kids. We all got.
Nah, I'm just messing around.
But it's true. When you see this, you start to understand what's going on.
You guys can come by the office too if you want. Swing by. I tell you that all the time.
But there's no guarantee we're going to be there.
No.
Contact us first.
But swing by. We love seeing all. Yeah, man,
you're talking about me losing my train of thought with that one. but it's true. I mean, but 40% of the population doesn't see people for 3 days at a time.
That's horrible.
And it shows the loneliness. And again, people try to fill that loneliness with all kinds of things like alcohol and drugs, you know, all this other crazy stuff they're involved in. It doesn't work. The only thing that's going to fill that gap is the filling of the Holy Spirit and a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why I love going to church all the time. People say, well, the Lutheran church has got a lot of old people in it. It's got a lot of young people in it, too. The truth of the matter is it's got a lot of committed people to it. You know, I'm not really concerned about demographics as far as the age groups that go to my church or whatever. I'm concerned about commitment. And, you know, and that's what I love about being in a church like that that's been established for centuries, because I don't have to worry about some name it, claim it, grab it guy up there trying to, you know, have his 15 private jets. I don't have to think about all that. So to me, it's stability. And that's the thing that the Word of God does, doesn't it, Austin?
Yep.
It creates stability in everybody's life if you adhere to it.
It's a basis. It's a base point. It's a standpoint where you can monitor everything off of.
Well, and again, the leadership is so very important. If you're willing to make the decisions you need to make when you need to make them, your life's going to go pretty good. But if you crawfish and don't make the decisions, like, oh, I'll hang out. You know, I always use this example. You know, Pharaoh in Egypt, he had all those 10 plagues come on him. And finally, he can't make a decision on getting the children of Israel out, right? And finally, the guy, you know, Moses says, well, we're going to have frogs come in. There's frogs. We're going to have frogs invade the palace. I remember one time, Austin, we had a hurricane here, and we had lost power for a week.
Remember that? Yes. And we lost power for a week.
And I had to open up the windows, and luckily I had a power ventilator fan that was still on backup batteries, and so I could pull air through the room at night. And I remember the screens were kind of loose, and one of these big old green tree frogs got around the screen. They flattened themselves out like a pancake, I guess. And by the way, some pancakes now have anti-fertility agents added to them. Just thought I'd mention that. But that's just another
side note. We'll get into that in a second.
And so I'm laying in bed sleeping, and this big green tree frog gets in the room with me. And he's one of these big boys. And I remember he jumped and landed on my chest with a big splash.
I'm like, slap.
Oh, gosh. I'm getting this frog off me. I mean, it got my attention. It got me up. Because remember, it's dark. The lights are out. All we've got basically are flashlights. I got a flashlight on the frog looking like, yeah, this is not my night. This is not going to work for me.
You just want to hang out, man.
But Pharaoh says, you know, well, I got to think about this for another night. So he had another night with the frogs. So let me ask you guys a question. How many nights with the frogs do you want? How many nights do you have to have with a frog before you make a choice? Think through that one. Sometimes you don't need another night with the frogs, or another night with the boils, or another night with the plagues, or another night with the gnats, or another night with the lizards in the house. You just don't need all that. Sometimes you don't need another night, or another day, or another experience with the person you've been hanging out with. Sometimes you got to just cut bait and walk. Just thought I'd say. What's your next story, Austin?
That's very factual. And, you know, going back to a lot of that stuff, too, it's the same thing. If, you know, I've talked to people before. I had a friend of mine the other day. He's been having issues with his weight. He's been getting his weight under control, and his son's having a bunch of issues with weight too. His son's like 5-6 years old. I mean, getting pretty hefty. And I told him, I said, how far along do you want this to go with your son? I asked him a general question. I said, how obese do you want to allow him to get?
Good question.
It's $1 million question. I said, I'm not picking on you. I'm asking you a question. What's the overall goal here? I'm not picking on you. I'm not being mean. I'm asking a question. Because right now he's reaching a point where he is severely out of control as far as when it comes to his weight. And it's not going to get better at the rate you're going. And the problem is, a lot of people don't realize, especially in prepubescent years, when you build those fat cells, they're very, very difficult to get off of.
You don't get rid of them.
They're hard.
They just shrink.
Yeah, especially if you carry all that fat into puberty. Very difficult to get rid of. And a lot of people don't realize that. And that's why it's so important with young children to make sure you're maintaining their overall health and weight. That doesn't mean you got to sit there and be, a nuisance all the time and constantly weigh everything down. I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying monitor their growth, monitor their height, monitor their size on a semi-regular basis, and make sure that they're staying within a healthy range. And, you know, he asked one of his mom, this little boy, because he was hanging out with my son and one of their other friends, and they're both really lean. my son and his other friend. And he asked his mom, why do I have such a big belly compared to them? And she goes, well, you're eating too much, flat out. And he goes, oh, how do I work on this? You stop eating junk. The problem with it is they bring the junk in the house. They bring all the candy and all the cookies and all the ice cream and all the junk in the house. So again, that food is readily accessible to him, and he has the ability to eat it on a regular basis. And that's why, you know, he's 6 years old and he's like 100 something pounds. This is a problem, and a huge problem in society. And again, I'm not picking on anybody over their weight. Please understand that. What I'm saying is, understand when you allow these kids to start having these issues at a younger age, they are going to pay for it the rest of their life. And it's not fair to them on many cases, because they didn't mean to do it in most cases. They don't really understand. If you have somebody that's addicted to sugar and you constantly have candy and ice cream on the shelf every single day, they're going to eat sugar every single day. Young children don't have that aspect of willpower where they're going to sit there and look at a tub of ice cream and go, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. I'm trying to get lean right now. I'm staying lean for the summer. I'm not going to eat it. They're not going to do that. They're going to eat the ice cream. So it's better to keep a lot of that stuff out of the house and utilize it as a specific tool, not a crutch. It was interesting. On Saturday night, I took the kids out to downtown Lakeland. There's a place over there called The Joiner. There's an ice cream place. I got them some ice cream, and they ended up riding their bicycles around the lake a bunch, and they had a blast. We had a really good time with them, and they had a blast. But again, it was something that I took them to do for a specific reason. I didn't just buy a gallon of ice cream every single night, every time we eat dinner, go eat this, go eat that, go eat this, and just allow that to happen. Because again, you are responsible for your kids. And I feel like so many times now, Dad, there's the issue we're running now into with this generation, especially with these Gen Zers. I'm not picking on anybody. But they want to be friends with their kids to an extent that they're harming them when it comes to the ability for them to grow and mature. It's like they want to be their little friends about everything and not tell them no, not give them any advice, not try to push them in the right direction. They're like, hey, you want an iPad at 3? Cool. You want 2 iPads at 3? Cool. You want Snapchat? You want social media? You want all these platforms at 5, 6, 7 years old? Cool. Go do it. Have fun with it. You know, I saw an article here earlier, and it was talking about how Snapchat now is causing massive depression even further, because now they have a friend ranking scale that everybody can see.
Oh, great.
So all of your friends on Snapchat, apparently, so I was reading about this. I don't have Snapchat. I know nothing about it, but I was reading this whole article that they were showing that now – you can see where all of your friends rank with all their friends, who's number 1, who's number 2, who's number 3, based on how many activities and how much interaction they have. And they were reading this article and it was talking about this guy's 20 years old, and they got in this huge fight with his girlfriend because there's another guy on her list that's higher ranking than him that's not her boyfriend. There's another guy, and he's dating this girl. And they said it's this giant debacle now. It's causing all these issues with society, with relationships. And again, this is the overall goal, though, isn't it? You confuse the general population. You get them so wrapped up in distractions that they don't even know what the heck's going on. They don't even know what day it is. They don't even bother to understand that it was Easter Resurrection Sunday yesterday, and we had the Bumbling Buffoon promote International Tranny Day on Easter Sunday. They don't know anything about that.
Idea.
They have no idea because they're so wrapped up in distractions. It's exactly what happened with Rome.
Well, you know, that's right.
Same exact thing happened with Rome.
You know, and that's why Paul kept saying to us in the New Testament, stop going to orgies, you know. And, you know, I read that when I was young. I thought, orgies. Now we have these people that are swingers that go to orgies all the time. And Paul was trying to warn us. This is the same thing that happens to cultures over and over and over again, even thousands of years ago.
It gets more and more decadent. It gets more and more distracted.
Yeah. And then you end up with these people who make these unbelievably stupid decisions, raising these little Generation Z kids. So you have children raising children.
Yeah.
And with no consequences, because they're being promoted under their jobs, whether or not they do what they need to do anyhow, because they're the right skin color.
DEI.
Yeah, or DEI. And so all of a sudden they can do whatever they want to do, and they don't have any ramifications to it. So the kids think, I can do anything I want to do too. I don't have any ramifications to it. Yeah, I know this one little kid the other day. He's like 10 years, 11 years old. He starts slamming his best friend's mother for no reason, just because he wants to be a little jerk, you know? And I think to myself, What is going on with these kids? Well, there's nobody out there actually teaching them discipline and teaching them how to do what they need to do. And so what ends up happening is they end up having all these crazy stuff. By the way, big obfuscation story this morning on Finance Yahoo. You'll love this one. It says that because would-be Tesla buyers are snubbing the company because of Elon Musk's reputation. No. Okay, the guy's kind of got some issues. I got that. But they're not snubbing Musk because of his reputation. They're snubbing Musk primarily because his cars are awful. and they're terrible vehicles, and you have to find charging stations, and you got to sit for an hour. If you find a charging station, you have to be towed in. We have a friend of ours who Austin has who's a tow guy, and he's having to put generators on his trucks to charge these cars up enough to get them to roll.
Oh, he's got a whole platform now. He's making good money with it. He's got a whole entire generator charging system on one of the main tow trucks because he said they got so sick of having to tow Teslas everywhere because Teslas lock up. The wheels lock up. You have to drag them on the rollback, drag them off the rollback when you got to dump them somewhere. So he invested in this big truck, this big charging station truck. So they drive around all day long. He drives around, and they meet up with Tesla drivers and other electric vehicle drivers that are dead. Then they charge them. They give them like another 10, 20, 30-minute charge, and so they can go get to their next charging station.
So stupid. God, Tesla's on the rocks because it's a lousy product. It really, really is. By the way, scientists have created, a new study has found, designer chromosomes in a landmark genetic engineering feat. This is a big story that's made no national news. This is bad. This was really, really bad. Now we're talking chimera. Now we're talking about humans being mixed with animals. Now we're talking Frankenstein's monster, Austin. It's to that point now because of what the fallen angels are doing as far as changing and manipulating God's creation. This is some scary stuff. Another doctor sent this to me this weekend. I don't have time to read it, but I posted it on the website so you can go ahead and look at that. Also, gold, by the way, if you'd listen to us, just thought I'd say that.
Shoot
another
roof today.
Record high again. And so it's important that this is all happening as far as inflating the currency, et cetera, what they do, because all fiat currencies always end the same way. Always remember that. And then one more article that says pretty good here. It says minorities don't need DEI if they're actually qualified for the job. I mean, duh.
Duh.
Woke progressives have spent considerable time and energy over the past several years trying to hide and deny the existence of DEI. The reasons are obviously the philosophy removes all merit from society, replaces it with a cult perceived depression. Academic prowess, mental drive, personal success, inherent intelligence, or toughness. None of these things matter anymore when it comes to college admissions, corporate employment, or municipal job access, or promotional or political promotion. Because if these companies are controlled through BlackRock, State REIT, and Vanguard, they will not get their money to maintain their companies and their loans if they don't do this. DEI goes far beyond the notion of affirmative action. While the value of affirmative action alone is questionable in Western society today, it is simply a legal affirmation that companies should hire minorities that have correct qualifications that ignore them based merely on their ethnicity. But this has not happened with DEI. It takes the problem to a whole new level by incentivizing the erasure of merit and ability as a reason to hire somebody. It's only based on skin color or gender or if they're a tranny or whatever. They get hired. Perfect example, Boeing had another engine failure over the weekend. I mean, I'm getting to the point like, you know, I don't even want to fly on Boeing planes anymore because I'm afraid parts are going to fly off midair. I mean, they're going to destroy this company if they're not careful, Austin. They're going to create such an unbelievable brand damage to it.
That
they're going to end up in a situation where their company is going to go bankrupt and be reformed. And, of course, by that time, I guess they can sell more shares to BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, the big pushers of DEI. What do you think?
Maybe this is the goal. Maybe they want to phase out everything as far as with the ability to travel freely unmolested on your way.
Remember Cortez said? They're going to get rid
of all
air traffic.
Boeing, I mean, Boeing's a household name. I mean, honestly, to a certain extent.
Huge.
I mean, everybody
huge
knows company. Boeing. You say Boeing, you understand. It's a commercial airliner. And the fact that this is happening over and over and over and over and over again, it's leading me to believe this isn't coincidental anymore. It's the same thing we saw with the railroads collapsing, you know, with CSX and everything over the last couple of years, these constant train derailments. The infrastructure in the United States is collapsing. It's not being maintained properly. We're not putting people in place to handle a lot of the infrastructure.
But send more money to Ukraine. I'm just saying, send more money. So that tranny weirdo,
$100 million.
I saw more pictures of him today in the gay parade, tranny parade.
Of course.
Lazinski. I mean, he likes to play the piano with his private body parts. He's
a clown. He's an actor, man. He's an actor. That's what they put him in that position. He walks around all the time like he's actually doing something.
I like it when he's in the army fatigues and he's got guns strapped to him and all that. And everything is pristine. There's no dirt.
Yeah, I know. He's in full kit. He's got makeup brand new.
I mean, he's looking all pretty. And I think to myself, all right, this is weird. Why does he think he has to be like this? You know, but he's got his uniform on to say I'm fighting for Ukraine. No, he's not. He's buying tens of millions of dollars in mansions in the United States when he gets his little dismissal orders when he gets written out of the script over there. What a joke.
The whole thing's a joke, man. While they're slaughtering the Ukrainian population, young men are dying in that war for no reason at all.
That's true.
It's horrible what they got going on over there. Also, too, another article. This is another reason why it's so important to stay hydrated. I tell you guys this all the time. article here talks about, it says, without water, adult can only survive for about 3 days. I've talked about this repeatedly. Body is about 55 to 60% water. And another article here, research study going on, it discusses how dehydration can actually cause a lot of mental disorders. It can also be linked to multiple diseases now with dehydration. Lower cognitive performance.
Make you hallucinate.
Yeah. Lower cognitive performance. They said review of studies to date showed that being dehydrated by just 2% lowers the ability to perform tasks that require attention and immediate memory skills. This is why it's so important if you are going to take a test or an exam or any type of aspect we're doing a presentation, make sure you get good night's sleep and make sure you get proper hydration the night before. Really, really crucial. Another thing too is making sure when you're drinking purified distilled water, we have distillers at the website, make sure you're getting clean water. Tap water, doesn't cut it. The fluoride, the chlorine, the chemicals, the toxins. Just if you want to know, it's public. I mean, most cities have it. The water supply, what they put in it. They'll give you a list as far as what they put in the water supply.
They put alum in it, clarified alum, which is aluminum.
Yeah.
And then they put, you know, fluoride in it. So when you mix the alum and the fluoride together, you have a massive uptake of fluoride and aluminum. It causes a massive increase risk of Alzheimer's. They knew all this when they did it. It was the goal. It was the goal to dumb down the population. And they've done a very good job, you know, because people can't think. And that they ask, I guess it was either Einstein or one of the other people years ago. They said, what's the problem with men today? And he said, they simply can't think.
Right.
And this was 50 years ago he said that. And of course, I don't think it was Einstein. It was somebody else. I can't remember who it was. But the reality is that they can't think because they can't. It's fluid reasoning skills. I remember I had this Generation Z kid that I knew. And his mom basically just catered to him all the time. This is years ago. And I'll never forget, he took an exam, you know, IQ exam, and his fluid reasoning skills were at 1%, 2%. In other words, 98% of the population had better fluid reasoning skills, which means if you pour, you know, hot water into a cold glass, you're going to make warm water. They can't understand that.
Yeah.
They can't understand causality and effect.
Right.
They can't understand what happens if you do something, there's another thing that happens after that. They have no fluid reasoning skills. So therefore, every decision they make is bad.
Yeah.
In most cases. Unless they just happen to make a lucky choice because they can't understand the consequences of their actions. And a lot of people are like that. They have a problem associated with something in their life. It's like your friend who's got the kid who's like, you know, 5 years old, who's 100 pounds. The kid doesn't understand at this point with fluid reasoning skills because he's so young because he's in a theta brainwave state of problems. The problem is the parent isn't looking at what the kid's doing and they're not getting involved. So your children's health is your responsibility, just newsflash.
100%. That's a very factual statement, my friend. So thank you again for making their health your responsibility and taking care of them the best you possibly can. If you need anything, healthmasters.com, the ultimate multiple chewable, great product for children. If you want to start getting them healthy, get them strong, get them functioning properly as far as the cognitive skills, be sure to check that out at Health Masters. And again, check out the GHI Cleanse product of the week on sale at healthmasters.com. 12% off right now. Be sure also to read the article I told you guys earlier. Harrison wrote really good detailed
article.
It'll
be a good one.
It's a good one. Beyond Gut Health. On the website at healthmasters.com. So thank you guys again for the support. Be sure to check out different specials and follow us on team_healthmasters at Instagram so we can keep getting the truth out there. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.
Love you guys.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.